Hello everybody and a very warm welcome to the fifth episode of our podcast, which is full of information about studying in Stuttgart as an international student. In this episode, we will talk with one of your fellow students about his start at the University of Stuttgart. You can find the link to any reference we make in the show notes below. If you want to know more about our podcast in general, listen to the introduction episode as well. My name is Melanie Schindler and I work at the International Office of the University of Stuttgart in Germany as a student assistant since 2020. Today I am talking to Dilip, who is studying at the University of Stuttgart. First of all, thank you for being here. Dilip, do you want to introduce yourself for our listeners?
Yes, so hello ladies and gentlemen, my name is Dilip. I study Master's in Electrical Engineering at the University of Stuttgart since winter semester 2019. So I came to Germany in October 2019 and I'm here since the last 1.5 years.
Okay, so thank you very much. So as I already said today, I want to talk with you about your start here at the University of Stuttgart. So let's start by talking about the time before your arrival. So what did you do in advance to prepare for your first days here in Stuttgart and for your studies?
Okay, so in order to be prepared for the first few days in Stuttgart, I watched a lot of videos and vlogs about the city on YouTube and also made aware of the most important things that I should do immediately after arriving in the first few days. So generally, you can find this content on social media platforms. So that those things are really helpful. You have a lot of basic things to be done, like your city registration, opening your bank account, and enrolling yourself at the university. So all these things also are available on the International Office's website. So you would get a good overview about what you have to do. And this is how I prepared myself for the first few days in Stuttgart.
Okay, so were also those the first steps after your arrival, or was there anything you did in addition to it?
Yeah, so this is the most exciting part. I was prepared beforehand, so I knew what exactly I had to do. So the very first thing immediately after arriving in Stuttgart was to visit the international office and collect the welcome package. This is very important because the welcome package, which is provided by the International Office, contains all the information which you have to do in the first few days. It also contains information about the various activities which would be conducted by the university for international students. The staff at the IC is very friendly and helpful, and they also gave me a brief introduction about everything that I should know. So I would recommend every one of you who's coming to Stuttgart to first and foremost visit the international office, collect the welcome package, and interact with the staff at the IG.
Okay. You mentioned those introductory events. So there are some offered by the international office, by the faculties at the beginning of the semester. How did you learn about those?
Generally, the information of these introductory events would be put up on the website of the respective faculties. So if you go to the website, suppose I study electrical engineering, which comes in faculty 5. So when you go to the website of faculty 5, under the section news and events, you get this information. Also, the international office has a separate website. So when you go to the link of the international office of University of Stuttgart, they would have also mentioned all these in their news and events section. Another source of getting this information is following the Instagram page of the International Zentrum, which is really helpful. So you get all the notifications on Instagram as well.
Okay, perfect. So regarding support for international students, in your opinion, what was good? What could have been better?
Okay, so the support for international students from the international office and as well as the faculty 5 was really great. There were no issues in this respect. It is very clearly mentioned on the course website whom we should contact at the faculty 5 or at the IG regarding our queries. So everything was perfect. And for most of my queries, I contacted the course coordinator. So each course at the University of Stuttgart will have a program manager or course coordinator, as it is called. So if you contact him, you would get all the details. And at the IG, we have dedicated staff allotted for a set of international programs. So I contacted the person who was in charge for my study program, which is electrical engineering.
Okay, that sounds good. So do you have any tips for new international students in getting acquainted with the new surroundings, the university, the faculty, or their studies?
I would strongly recommend new international students to participate in the buddy program and also in the intercultural mentoring program, which is offered by the University of Stuttgart and the International Office, since these two programs will help you get acquainted with the new surroundings. It will enable you to make a lot of new friends and get to know the culture here. So only when you come out of your space and meet a lot of new people, you would be well acclimatized to this place, and you will have a good beginning here at the university.
Yeah, I agree to that. So you mentioned getting contacts with other students, and I also think this is really important during your studies to have contact to others. So how did you manage this? How did you get contact to your fellow students or maybe to senior students?
Okay, so for me, LinkedIn was a very helpful platform to connect with the fellow students, the senior students, and also the professors and the PhD students at the Faculty 5. So LinkedIn is one very useful platform. Also, there were many additional groups which were formed on Facebook and WhatsApp. So generally, the people who get the admits for one particular intake just form a group and discuss everything together. So it's very important that you identify these groups which are there on Facebook and WhatsApp for every intake.
Okay. So is there anything you think is important to share, anything important for international students that are going to start their studies at the University of Stuttgart?
Yes. So generally, being an international student, you tend to have a sense of fear as to how everything goes in a new country. So I would like to encourage all the incoming international students of the University of Stuttgart to let go of this fear, to be confident, and to enjoy the experience of studying abroad. The IG and the Faculty 5 are always supportive and helpful towards their international students. So you would definitely enjoy your stay in Stuttgart. So I'd like to wish all the very best for all the students who would be coming to study here at Stuttgart. You would definitely have a great time. Good luck.
Okay, so that was my last question. Is there anything left you want to say?
No, I think I have covered everything. So.
Okay, so I think this was an interesting talk. Thank you very much. And I think this helped a lot of students because, as you said, it can be very frightening to study in another country. I know this myself, so I'm planning to do this. And I'm also a bit frightened, like, oh my God, will everything work out? But as you said, it's great. And I also think it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience to study abroad.
Yes, yes. You don't need to have any fear as long as you follow the guidelines which are given by the university. So if you follow everything correctly, everything would go smoothly without any issues.
Yeah, I can agree. So thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I hope the new incoming students would be benefited with this information.
I'm sure they do. So, and if you listeners want to know more about how to have a perfect start at the University of Stuttgart, you can check out the links in the show notes below, Or if it was just too much information at once, of course, you can also listen to the episode once more. And of course, you can always send us an email. The address can also be found below. And you can check out our social media channels. We wish you a great start in Stuttgart. Goodbye.